Well, now to those reported divisions between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the future of third level fees. On Sunday, the Minister for Higher Education, Fianna Fáil's James Lawless, told Radio 1's This Week programme that the end of cost of living packages would mean that the charge paid by students would increase. Fine Gael has been adamant, however, that the cost of going to college won't go up. Both the Taoiseach, who's on a trade visit to Japan, and the Taoiseach have been speaking about the issue this morning. On his way into the Cabinet meeting, Simon Harris denied there was a rift in Cabinet.
No, certainly there is not, and I very much welcome the clarity brought by Minister Lawless yesterday, where he rightly outlined that the programme for government is very clear in relation to this. Yes, we are doing budgeting in a different way this year. We have to move beyond a kind of a budgetary measure between now and Christmas and then another budget measures that kick in January. But that's not the same thing as saying you can't support students in the here and now. I'm very clear that I signed up for, and Fine Gael signed up for, a programme for government that commits to reducing college fees and ultimately abolishing them. I think my own track record in this is pretty clear. And I think we have to be very truthful about this. Students don't pay the college fees in one lump sum in August or September. There's not many families I know that have £3,000 under the mattress, or six if they're two students in college. Actually, college fees get paid in instalments. Some people might pay €1,000 in September, they might pay another bit before or after Christmas, another bit then later in the year. So there's many, many ways you can help students and their parents with the cost of going to college.
Simon Harris in Japan. Taoiseach Micheál Martin was also asked about the controversy.
We are committed to doing that under the programme for government. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Independents agree that, the programme for government, but there's a whole range of priorities in the programme for government. And the Minister has said that, by the way. But what he also said, of course, he's starting off with zero in his budget, because, of course, last year and the year before, we got a lot done through the cost of living packages, which were once-off packages, and they were not in the mainstream budget. And so therein lies a difficulty. Taoiseach and I and Minister Pascal Donoghue and Minister Jack Chambers have agreed there won't be a cost of living package this year. And what we're going to try and do is mainstream reforms and commitments in the programme for government into the budget that will be sustained then over a period of time. But that will create challenges for us in the first year.
However, People Before Profit Solidarity's Paul Murphy accused the government of throwing families into turmoil.
Firstly, just in relation to the turmoil that the Minister for Higher Education threw students and families into over the weekend, with the suggestion that the fees are going to increase by 50% back up to €3,000. An incredible way to treat people, to fly a kite in the context of an ongoing and deepening cost of living crisis.
Paul Murphy, our political correspondent Micheál Lehane, is standing by at Leinster House. Micheál, listening there to Micheál Martin, he seemed to be saying that, well, maybe the fees will go up in the short term, but they'll come down in the longer term. Is that what the government is saying?
Yes, I think so. But I suppose there is going to be a jump, it seems, and it could be a substantial enough one, given that there was that €1,000 in the cost of living package last year. And what is clear from the government is that there will not be such a package this year. So that does create major challenges. And I suppose there has been a degree of tension in government about that. And it began really before James Lawless's comments to Justin McCarthy on Sunday. I mean, after the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting last Wednesday, where the budget priorities for that party were outlined by the Taoiseach, he did mention about reducing student fees over the years. So it was already causing some angst in Fianna Fáil. They were saying that he was preoccupied with what was a ministry that was now in their control. At the same time, the way James Lawless went about phrasing this and talking about this at the weekend did generate a great deal of alarm across the government backbenches, particularly on the Fine Gael side. So whatever happens now will probably result in some form of reduction, but it will be up on last year. And I think it is telling too that both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach seem to be talking about the fact that students pay in instalments. So maybe the first instalment might be high, but it might come down after that. And of course, the changes in the next budget are ones that will take effect next January. The days, it seems, of changes being introduced before Christmas are now gone.
We're still waiting for the promised revamp of housing policy, but every week bits and bobs are brought before Cabinet. What happened this week?
Yeah, there are measures nearly every week now. Again, that is something across government that some people have different views on, and it was put to James Brown in a meeting with between himself and the independent ministers last week, who said, why isn't there one big plan to make all these announcements? He said it is more important to keep driving on week after week. This week, what you see is an extension to planning permissions for developments that have been caught up in judicial reviews. They'd be extended by 3 years. Also a move to try and show how many homes each local authority are building. That's social housing. And a move to cut the red tape around the process when it comes to local authorities and councils building those social homes. That it currently there are four stages to it. James Brown says he can cut that now to one, and saying two, perhaps fairly strongly, that there would be no places for local authorities to hide if they weren't getting their numbers up.
Is there some tension then between the government on the one hand and local authorities on the other when it comes to building social homes? Because the government or the department seem anxious to put these figures out there about which county is doing well, which county not so well. But when you talk to people from local government, they say, listen, we're drowning in red tape, or we don't have the infrastructure or whatever.
Yeah, I think there is a feeling at local government level that their ability to build homes had been really phased out in such spectacular form beginning 20 years ago or more, and then reaching its height in the austerity period, that it will take time if they're to turn that quickly. Of course, they're also under pressure now to zone a lot more land for housing. So there definitely is a push, and I think a feeling at central government level that more could be done to deliver social housing, even if it does mean setting up and getting a system back in place that had been out of use and idle for a long time.
The other ongoing story, Micheál, centres on the EU's attempts to do a trade deal with the United States. Now, the deadline for that is supposed to be next week, although there have been hints from the White House that this could be pushed out a wee bit. What's the government saying about those negotiations?
Well, I think it was telling that when Micheál Martin was speaking in Japan a short time ago, he spoke about a sobering meeting that took place among some senior government ministers and the Taoiseach himself and the Taoiseach last Saturday, talking about things like tariffs and about the fact that the Irish economy is so dependent in many ways on corporation tax, and saying that that really showed the scale of a challenge that could be coming the government's way. There is a feeling that even if things go very well, that they will still pose some major difficulties for this economy. And of course, there remains a worry in particular when it comes to the pharmaceutical industry and what measures could stem from any changes there, which probably will be separate to whatever could potentially be agreed in the next week or so.
Any fresh word on the presidency that nobody wants?
There is a degree of optimism, it seems, among some, and that is particularly the PBP Solidarity TD Paul Murphy, who says he still believes it is more likely than not that there will be a united left candidate. He said it's not inevitable that Sinn Féin will run their own candidate in the election, and he thinks there could be a meeting on this and progress, possibly as early as some point late next week.
Interesting, Micheál. Thank you very much for that. Micheál Lehane there, our political correspondent at Leinster House.